Argue, argue, talk, talk, talk. Exaggerate, argue, pontificate, argue, just talk, shut talk, up. Why won't you listen? Argue, why won't shut, you see? I know the story, just listen to me.
You're better off when you're spouting off. And now, here's your host, Karen Cataline.
I would have been here last week, had to play a replay, because I had the chest crud, and I decided to take a little bit of time off. It is nice to have other shows that I can pull from, but I am so happy to be back here, home, at Spouting Off, and this is our 95th show of Spouting Off, and we look forward to starting a brand new year with lots of wonderful guests. And including, I've got a terrific guest today, which I will be telling you about. It was a long holiday, you know, from Christmas to New Year's. I think it's because when the holiday starts in the middle of the week, everybody takes off the beginning of the week, the end of the week, and then it turns into like a 2.5 week holiday. And, you know, having been a little under the weather, what I did is all I did was work and write and write and work and cough. So it was good for my blog library, and I am jazzed about what is on the horizon for 2020. I mean, this is going to be a heck of a year. I think a lot of people are gearing up for an incredible year in politics, an election year like possibly no other ever. And it's so funny. I had like a half a dozen op-eds that I could have written this week. I was keeping a list. There was so much going on. And I've got lots of titles of blogs. I'm really having a great time writing. And this gives me an opportunity to give you a shameless plug. Please connect with me at my website, Facebook, Twitter, all of that. Would like to expand the Twitter universe a little bit. It's not easy to do. You got to interact. And so I'm going to learn to do that. That's going to be one of my New Year's resolutions, to interact more on Twitter and not just put up announcements for what I'm doing. Got to interact more. So if you want to interact with me on Twitter, all you got to know is my name, Karen Cataline, and you probably know that or you wouldn't be listening right now. Just go to my website and all of my stuff is right there. It's all under my name, Karen Cataline. Spelled the normal way, Cataline, spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E, rhymes with spleen. Cataline rhymes with spleen. All right, so with all the things I could have written about, because there is just so much going on, and been on a lot of talk radio shows around the country, I didn't stop doing that, all of a sudden it hit me. It hit me Monday morning when I got ready to sit down and really write this thing. It occurred to me that very morning there was the great hoopla about Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes. See, most of us, we never bother watching that stuff because it's just a bunch of sanctimonious leftists telling us that we have to think the way they do because they're rich and we're poor. They're famous and we're not. They live in Hollywood in mansions with gates and giant swimming pools, and therefore they are in the position to be able to dictate to the rest of us. Well, this has been happening now for, God, you know, 4, 5, 6 years. Certainly in the time of Donald Trump, the left has just gone bananas, and the Golden Globes featured the actor that I used to love, because I'm kind of a buff about mob movies, particularly The Godfather. And there was Al Pacino and Robert De Niro sitting there at the table with the Italian director, whose name I could never think of, who took a little bit of ribbing. And there they were. You remember Robert De Niro getting up and saying at the Oscars, all he said was F Trump. That's all he said. And that's all he thought he had to say. You know, I was an extra in a Robert De Niro movie many more years ago than I care to remember. And he just eyed me because I asked permission to go to the bathroom. And apparently he has a real bad temper. And he thought, I had absolutely no right to do that, even though we were on a break. That's about the only interaction I've had with him. But there I was watching as Ricky Gervais took Hollywood to the cleaners. Of course, the most wonderful of the quotes, and I paraphrase because I didn't bring it with me. Although you can watch the entire 8-minute opening monologue by going to my website. There's a link there for the Golden Globes, and by all means, watch it. It is, as I mentioned, a belated Christmas present. It is so much fun. But the most memorable was when he said, "You Hollywood types are in no position to lecture anybody about anything. My God, you've had less schooling than Greta Thunberg, or Thunberg, as it were." And Hollywood wasn't laughing because, of course, they think they're above everyone else. The other thing that happened at the same time with Ricky Gervais going on was a Hollywood director, Terry Gilliam, that had just happened literally 8 or 10 hours before the Golden Globes unloaded its little newsworthy item. And that was, this Hollywood director was quoted in one of the papers as saying he is, quote, tired of white men being blamed for everything that's wrong in the world. Now, only a couple of years ago, not only would nobody have said that, but and it's still quite possible that whoever this director is, I don't keep up on that stuff anymore. People are currently plotting his demise to destroy his career, his reputation, and probably his life simply because he had the gall to say what was on his mind. The fact that white men, and certainly conservatives and Christians and Trump voters, and we know the whole list, are the convenient scapegoat target for everything that's wrong in the world, according to the left. It is gross generalization. Very frankly, it's bigotry, which, you know, you should have known. We should have known, and a lot of us did. The minute they started lecturing the rest of us about bigotry, they were about to engage in it. And that's what they do, you know. They prime the pump and tell everybody else that they have the moral high ground and they're going to tell us all how terrible bigotry is. And then they turn the tables on you and engage in bigotry and broad generalizations that somehow anybody who ever voted for Trump or thinks he's a good guy, I'm raising my hand now, can you see? I'm raising my hand. I not only voted for Trump, but I have grown in my respect and my awe of his political and business acumen and talent. And I'm unapologetic about it. So anybody who dared to vote for that Republican, that former businessman with an R after his name, he's a racist and a bigot and a homophobe and all of that. So there you have it. You have the left engaging in bigotry by telling everybody that everyone else is a bigot. Now, we have been talking about this here at Spouting Off for a very long time because nothing seems to ever change, I guess. Nothing ever seems to shift. But with the Ricky Gervais and the Terry Gilliam finally having had enough of it, I wondered, could there be a new trend for 2020? Well, certainly we're in for lots of changes and surprises in 2020, but could there be a new truth-telling trend among, say that fast five times, could there be a new truth-telling trend among conservatives, among those who are living in the real world and not in leftist alternate universe, of telling the truth as you see it and allowing the chips to fall where they may? Because the irony is, the more people do that, the less power the speech bullies have. And that's important. Let me say that again. The more people simply tell the truth as they see it anyway, the less power the speech bullies have. If you give in to the bullying and if you hide and cower in the corner, which is highly unlikely in an election year, the likes of this, because the left is going to pull out every stop they ever had, then the thought police and the speech police and the bullying that's been going on, another word that got into our lexicon, which is cancel culture. So that means if you say anything they don't like, they're going to cancel you. They're going to cancel your business, cancel your rights, cancel your ability to communicate in the public square. This is Soviet Union stuff is what it is, and that's what they're trying to affect. And I was proud a couple of weeks ago to do an interview with my friends Chuck Bonnewell and Julie Hayden, and boy, do we miss them. Thank goodness, even though they won't have the number of broadcast hours they had before, but you never know. Someone might pick them up. Someone might pick up their show. They may even do even more broadcasting. But I'm happy to give them a little plug that tomorrow at 3 o'clock Mountain, 2 o'clock Pacific, and I guess that would make it 5 p.m. Eastern, The Chuck and Julie Show is going to debut here on BBS Radio. Pretty sure it's BBS Radio Station 1. You're going to want to tune in for that. I'm going to tune in for it because I sure do miss Chuck and Julie. You know, even while I was writing and working and doing other things, I always had them on in the background. They were kind enough to have me on as a guest. Oh, someone told me I was overexposed over there on the Chuck and Julie Show because I was on all the time. Because you just know when you connect with somebody, you know? They are real. They are genuine. And in a business of enormous egos, theirs are in check. So the reason I thought of them is the so-called cancel culture, where people jump up and down and their hair is on fire because somebody said something. But when somebody does something, like, I don't know, starts a riot or hammers a 14-year-old kid with a MAGA hat on, all of a sudden that person gets a pass. And I have railed on this for a long time, and I'm going to continue to, which is words and actions are different. In the culture that the left is trying to create, Lenny Bruce would be put in jail today. Remember all the outrageous comedians that the left used to be champions of? Well, now they'd be putting them all in jail if they said something the left doesn't like. The left is the authoritarian entity attempting to lecture the rest of us on tolerance. The irony is beyond all reason. And that leads me to where I started. It's amazing how you can come full circle right before the break and tie it all up in a hopefully a nice little bow. And that is, my current blog is called Is There a Truth-Telling Trend on the Horizon for 2020? Well, Terry Gilliam, the Hollywood director, said he was just sick and tired of white men being blamed for everything that's wrong in the world. Ricky Gervais told Hollywood that they are in no position to lecture anybody about anything. They live in a bubble, which was just beautiful. There are people cheering all over this country, particularly in flyover country. But the question is this a beginning of a new trend? And here's what I say, and you can read my piece over at KarenCataline.com. We can make it one. We can make it a trend because we grow those numbers of defying the speech bullies, defying the people that tell us they're going to hurt us or harm us if we dare to speak up and say, you know what? Obama was one of the worst presidents in the history of this country, and I don't care what color he is. He should have been impeached. He did things that were treasonous. He took the side of our enemies. If that isn't impeachable, what is? Well, the left has been scrambling to try to find something legitimate to impeach Donald Trump with, and it's surprising. I heard him say on Limbaugh yesterday, he was surprised at just how clean he was, because to be subjected to the proctology exam that the left has put him through in the last 3 years is really quite extraordinary. So, to tie it up in a bow, let's congratulate and cheer people like Terry Gilliam, the Hollywood director, for saying what's on his mind. Let's cheer. I mean, I'm not a big fan, but maybe I am now. Ricky Gervais, who had the guts and the audacity, and thank God, to stick it to the Hollywood elite, the Hollywood smug, arrogant people who are used to just being listened to because they're celebrities. You know, I don't think anybody cares anymore. In fact, I think people have less respect for him than they ever have. I know I have. And let's make it a trend, shall we? Let's make this a trend of speaking up louder and more than ever before. And we'll grow that trend of telling, just like the good witch, Glinda the Good Witch of the North, is it? Be gone. You have no power here. That's what we have to do. And the only way you can show that they have no power to shut you down and to shut you up is to speak up and tell the truth. Speaking up, just like I'm doing right now, is like a muscle. Use it or lose it. When we come back, I am delighted to have with us Tayshia Powell, who wrote a book. She's written a whole bunch of books. She's an attorney. She's a commentator. And I'll tell you more about her in a moment. But she wrote a book called, I'll have to get it for you exactly, We Have to Elect. We Have to, We Must. That's not the name of the book. We Must Reelect Donald Trump. When we get back, I will give you the lowdown on Tayshia Powell. And you are listening to Spouting Off here on BBS Radio Station 1. I'm your host, Karen Cataline. Stay tuned.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you confused about Medicare and your options? Are you turning 65? Would you like some clarity about your options? My name is Anita McAllister. I'm a licensed agent who specializes in Medicare. Call me at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment to learn about what's right for you.
We're back. Karen Cataline with you. You're listening to Spouting Off, and I'm delighted that we have our guest with us right now. Tayshia Powell is a lawyer, a mother, a Christian, a TV host. She hosts a program called Red, White, and Truth. She's a regular guest on Newsmax. I'm going to let her talk a whole lot more about what she's up to and what she's doing. But she wrote a great book with a great title, perfect for the beginning of 2020. And it's called Trump Must Win. How about that for being totally direct? Welcome to Spouting Off, Tisha Powell. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here. It's just, I don't know, it's always good to be on the airways to educate listeners on what's really going on during this election cycle. And, you know, in my book, I actually talked about the fact that if Trump didn't win, we would be going to war with Iran. And I'm not sure how I had that information aside from it was just kind of plain obvious that Iran probably thinks that a Democratic person is going to be in office. And if the person is going to be in office, then they could go ahead now and, like, attack America because it's going to be weaker with the Democratic in office. This is how bad things are, people. Iran wants to test America because they think that we're not strong enough as a nation.
Yeah. Well, Tisha, you know, boy, let me play devil's advocate for a minute because I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. But what do you say to all the left that are saying Donald Trump is going to start World War III and he's going to start a war with Iran because how dare he kill a person, Soleimani, who was planning and plotting to kill more Americans? This is a bloodthirsty terrorist. And I guess if you're a leftist, I'm not doing a very good job of playing devil's advocate here, but I guess if you're a leftist, you're supposed to just take it, right? You're not ever supposed to fight back. What do you say to them that says that what Donald Trump did during the holidays is somehow going to start World War III?
I said absolutely not. We need Trump to be tough on places like Iran. This is what's keeping America safe. Warren, Biden, and Sanders, they are weak people, very, very weak. They can't even stand up to Nancy Pelosi, let alone Iran. So we really don't need any more Democrats running for office. And I want to remind people, another reason not to vote for the Democratic Party is because they are trying to bring socialism to America. Basically, the Democratic Party is saying that poverty is the new prosperity. We're not going to have that. And that's why we want to vote for Trump. President Trump has already brought 6 million people out of unemployment and onto the job market. Can you imagine that was done within 4 years? We can get a lot of people
not even
out of
four.
Poverty.
And the left is trying to make like, the left is trying to pretend that it doesn't matter that this is the lowest black unemployment rate on record, and the lowest Hispanic unemployment rate on record. They've been lying to us about the fact that they care about putting people to work. I would submit, you tell me if you agree, that the left has been exposed for wanting to put people on the government plantation and on the dole, not have them work and be self-sufficient and take care of themselves and their families.
That's correct, because this is what people don't understand about government. Government never have our intentions, best intentions. Correct? The Republican Party is lesser of the two evil. The Democratic Party wants us not to work because they want more power from us. That's what's going on in this country. This is the evilness of the Democratic Party. To cripple us so we don't work, so that they can get to be bigger and bigger and bigger. And this is why I vote Republican, and I tell everyone, vote the Republican ticket all the way through. That's the only hope we have, that we'll keep working and providing food for our families. We need to provide food for our families and a roof over our head. The Democratic Party is not going to do that. Only a Republican Party can stand up to this stuff. And we see already with Trump, already providing all these jobs to people, and we need the country to keep going this way. We gotta vote for Trump for this reason. The momentum is too strong for us to walk away from it. We're getting jobs. That's an exciting day for us.
Absolutely. Tisha, I detect an elegant, either Jamaican accent or West Indian accent. Where are you originally from?
Yes, I am from Jamaica. People saying, oh, go back to Jamaica. Well, I'm a U.S. citizen and I have U.S.-born children here. Also, too, though, I'm one of those Jamaicans that went to private school. So that's what, because people are like, I didn't even know people from Jamaica could write. Yes, we can write. And I thank God that I came to America and got a good education went to law school, made law review, and wrote two books. That's the immigrants that people said Trump was trying to attract. Unfortunately, some
insult.
People are afraid of
who is it who told you go back to Jamaica? They didn't think Jamaicans could even write. Were these leftists who claiming to be not bigoted?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's leftist. That's exactly
Isn't
what it
that
is.
Fascinating?
How
so
can you tell that
they
it's
project bigotry. This was the beginning of my monologue. They project that everybody else is a bigot, but frankly, that's who they are.
It's you know, it's just the leftists have lost completely lost it. I mean, Washington D.C. I got to tell you, sometimes I wonder if some of these people, Warren, Biden, and Sanders, sometimes I wonder if they belong in an asylum. I'm telling you, I do not know where they're getting these. Just Warren is saying $56 or $76 trillion. How can she say that and nobody correct that? How can you be sucking $56 trillion out of the market to do health care and nobody's even challenging it?
Yeah, and well, because the media, we do try to keep terrestrial radio rules around here. But it's the leftist media that's basically an arm of the Democrat Party. They rubber stamp everything that the left says, and they don't much think about it because they don't think these horrible, terrible policies will ever affect them. My position is that they're useful idiots. They're going to get chewed up also. But let me go back to something you did mention. Let's learn a little bit more about you because we've got some time. We got a couple minutes before the next break. Can you stay with us while we pay a few bills?
I would love to, but I have to go back to another meeting. I have two more TV segments to do. You know, this book has caused a lot of controversy. I've gotten suspended permanently from Twitter because I put the book on and people were upset about it. They told me, why is a black woman trying to promote Trump? They think that I'm so delusional.
They believe that they own you, and that means they should own your position on things. So tell me something.
Just,
how long
we can
adjust our schedule slightly. How long can you stay with us? And then we'll go up until you can leave, and then we'll take a break.
What's the maximum you could do before you take your break?
Out about another 5 minutes.
Okay, then we'll do 5 more minutes.
Okay, let's do 5 more minutes. What made you write this book and tell everybody where they can find it, first off?
The book is available for sale on Amazon.com. Why did I write this book? Because when I came to America, I believed in my heart this is capitalism. I look at my children, I look at their friends, and I worry about their future. I worry that we're going to leave a country where our kids and our great-grandchildren are going to have a lot of debt. And I recognize as a mom that I have to defend my children and I have to defend other people's children. And what I'm surprised about and what I'm hurt about is that Elizabeth Warren is a mom and she's probably a grandmother and she's willing to leave this country, this world with a lot of debt. But it's just, I can't imagine that she's pushing that because it's our children and our grandchildren that's going to pay for it. Most people don't understand that the money doesn't come off the tree. It's all debt. And at some point, it's going to crash and burn, and it's the children and our grandchildren. It's the next generation that's going to pay for it. And I think we need to do a little better than that. And that's why I wrote the book.
And let me throw out one of my little bugaboos, too, which is even if it were free, it wouldn't be worth it. Even if you could afford socialism, which we can't, it isn't worth it because whoever is paying the bills is calling the shots. And if you give up your freedom for free stuff, you haven't got freedom or free stuff. And I think that's what younger people have been taught, that they're somehow entitled to a living, entitled to health care, entitled to an easy life. And what they are giving up, and they don't even know it because nobody taught them, is freedom. So a book like yours hopefully really addresses the reality instead of the rose-colored glasses that they're trying to sell socialism with, right?
And
tell us about
that's
go ahead.
I wrote the book because that's what, so just so you know how government works. They're always looking for younger people, always looking for younger people, because they can only trick you so long, you know? And that's why they have to be pushing free, because young people are gullible and they're not clear on knowing what things are. Give me 1 minute. I'm sorry. Somebody's telling me that I have to go out far because I guess I'm supposed to be there. But that's exactly
you're supposed to be somewhere else. Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, how about this? Let's let you go. People.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead. Take the last word. We'll let you go. And people can find your book, Trump Must Win, at Amazon. Why don't you give us the last word and where they can find you?
Sure. Amazon.com. And I'm on Twitter, Tisha Powell 4.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being with us. Good luck with the book. And take care. And I hope your book is going to say of things to come that, in fact, we will reelect Donald J. Trump. We surely hope he wins. Thanks for joining us, Tisha.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. All right. So when we come back, we have time, since Tisha had to go early. We have time for your phone calls. Would love to hear from you. I don't always get a chance to give you the phone number. And that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons I love doing BBS Radio, because we can actually take your calls in real time. Now, after this show goes to podcast, we won't be able to. But if you're listening right now at 11:30 Mountain Time, 10:30 Pacific time on January 7th, you can call in. So please consider doing that. 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. When we come back, I'm going to be talking a little bit more about what's gone on in the last couple of weeks since I've been gone, getting rid of the crud. There has just been an enormous amount going on. And I think that it will set the tone for the year. There is a lot of, symbols of things to come, at least nationally, that we're going to want to keep an eye on. And thank God it's spouting off. We're going to do just that. So if you'd like to join us, please give us a call at that number. Let me find it again for you super quick. 888-627-6008. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back after this.
Are you confused about Medicare and your options? Are you turning 65? Would you like some clarity about your options? My name is Anita McAllister. I'm a licensed agent who specializes in Medicare. Call me at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment to learn about what's right for you.
This is Karen Cataline, host and producer of Spouting Off. Got an opinion, a guest suggestion, or a show tip? Follow me on Facebook or Twitter and let me know your thoughts. All you need is to know how to spell my name. It's the same on Twitter, Facebook, and www.karencataline.com. Karen is spelled the normal way, no goofy Y's or Q's, K-A-R-E-N. And Cataline is spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. Want more Spouting Off? You can find the complete archive of Spouting Off shows at www.karencataline.com. All my op-eds and blog posts are there too. That's www.karencataline.com. Thanks for listening. And if you have a moment, please spread the word about Spouting Off.
And welcome back. You're listening to Spouting Off here, the first show of the new year. It is such a blessing and a privilege to be able to do this show, to have it actually have a trademark on the name Spouting Off. It's funny how many times my ears perk up when people say, oh, the guy's just spouting off. And it's usually said with such a negative connotation that somehow talking is a good thing, but spouting off isn't. And I think spouting off is a great thing to do, especially when it's done with helpless abandon and when you don't care what anybody else thinks, you just say what's on your mind. In fact, one of the first trademarks I got, I've actually had three trademarks, one for Gutzpa, which I'll tell you about in a moment, and another for Fatlash, which was and is still the name of my book, Fatlash Food Police and the Fear of Thin. And then I got a trademark for Spouting Off. I don't know whether it's valuable or not to get those trademarks. Mostly it's just an opportunity to pay the government a whole bunch of money. And then you can say you have a trademark. But in fact, Spouting Off is a trademark for this podcast. And I'm pleased about it because what I was going to say was Gutzpa, which is kind of a takeoff on the term chutzpah. So you have to have lots of phlegm, which I've had in the last 2 weeks. Chutzpah. And it occurred to me that since chutzpah also is a very, has both a negative and a positive connotation, and that's just fine with me. Chutzpah, meaning, I haven't said this in a long time, but I used to say this all the time because it was part of a speech I used to give, is the definition, and it's made it into the general lexicon, the word chutzpah, you don't have to be Jewish to use it, is the definition is in The Joys of Yiddish by Leo Rostin. Very, very funny book if you ever want to lay your hands on it, The Joys of Yiddish. And in that book, there's a definition of chutzpah that goes like this. That quality enshrined in a man who, having killed his mother and his father, throws himself on the mercy of the court because he's an orphan. So that takes chutzpah to do that. Unfortunately, because we're living in a pretty chutzpah kind of environment, people telling you you're not allowed to say what's on your mind or you might lose your job, which is a kind of a reverse kind of chutzpah, there really were people who did that. Remember the two brothers that killed their parents and said that they were victims because now they were orphans? I mean, that actually did happen. Nonetheless, the word chutzpah, I decided, needed a good connotation. Good chutzpah. Or, dun-dun-dun-dun, gutzpah. So what's gutzpah? Gutzpah is just the good stuff. I made it up. What can I tell you? Gutzpah is talking, is saying what's on your mind for the good. Now, yes, words can be used and be vindictive and hateful and difficult and terrible and even hurtful. But it's quite a bit different than actions. And I started this little rant before before our guest. And that is that today we have the left that's living in an alternate universe that tries, in many cases intentionally, really intentionally, to confuse words and actions. Somehow, if you say the wrong thing, if you're not politically correct, if you use words they don't want you to use, they're constantly trying to bring new words into the lexicon and telling you that there are more words that should be banned. Why? Because if you ban someone's language, then you can take away their freedom. There's a reason the First Amendment is the First Amendment. Now, I don't know exactly if they were done in order because all the Bill of Rights are important. But the First Amendment, the right not only to free speech, the right of the government, the right of citizens to say anything that's on their mind, with the exception of yelling fire in a crowded theater, without the government punishing them. But now the culture punishes you. And I'm reminded of a great movie that I have yet to see about freedom of speech by by Dennis Prager called No Safe Spaces. I can't wait till it gets to a theater near me so I can see it. But the left is actively going after our First Amendment rights. Now, a lot of people are confused about the First Amendment, and they think that you have a right to say anything or do anything. Well, the truth is there's always consequences in the culture. The First Amendment protects you from being punished by the government for what you say. The reason it's important not only for the government not to be able to punish you, which they are trying to do, the left is pushing the envelope of the First Amendment every day, is because there's also a spirit and tradition of free expression in this country. It doesn't mean that if you work for a private company, you can go out on social media and trash the company and not get fired. And I do think that the left has gone out of its way to confuse matters as much as possible, to de-educate the public and children into something that it doesn't exist, trying to convince kids that there shouldn't be free speech in this country because somehow speech is hate. I haven't tackled this in a long time. I was going to go after something else entirely, but hate speech. Now, who is it who came up with that term, hate speech? So see, if they put the word hate before it, they can use it as an excuse to punish you for what you say. Now, not only should the government not be able to punish you for what you say, but also the spirit and tradition of saying what's on your mind is under attack. And I really do think that the camel's nose has gone under the tent already, in that young people believe that there's such a thing as hate speech. They've even convinced older people that hate speech is a terrible thing and should be shut down. Well, the truth is, as I see it anyway, that speaking your truth, if it's hateful, there will be consequences for what you say. People either won't like you or there will be social consequences. But to be punished for what you say, that is a tactic of the left to basically shut you down. It is not an accident in any way, shape, or form that while the left is shutting down speech, they are systematically stopping the punishment of criminal behavior. I mean, is it an accident, do you think, that they are stopping the punishment of criminal behavior? In California, you can steal up to $900 and not have any consequences. They are letting criminals out of jail to prey on innocent citizens, but who are they putting more and more laws and restrictions on? Law-abiding citizens. Now, if anybody listening to me, either now or later, thinks that is a accident, do you think it is an accident that they want to disarm law-abiding citizens while making the country more dangerous than ever by not punishing gang members for bloodthirsty killings? I mean, what you basically have is a lawless left that is championing lawlessness and punishing law-abiding citizens. We have a virulent America-hating contingent in this country, and we are under attack from that lawless left. I'd love your thoughts if you care to call in. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this show and we'll talk about what we think might be coming down the pike in 2020. What do you think? Do you think it's going to be even more dramatic politically than it has been? Let me give you a hint. Yes. This is Karen Cataline. We'll wrap up the show with our final segment right after this. You're listening to Spouting Off here on BBS Radio Station 1. This is Karen Cataline. Are you unsure if your current Medicare plan is still the best one for you? The annual enrollment period is right around the corner. This is the best time of year to review your plan and learn what's new. Anita McAllister is a licensed agent who will guide you through the confusing Medicare maze. Since 2011, she has helped many individuals and couples obtain Medicare peace of mind. Call her today at 970-515-6882 to set up a no-obligation, no-cost appointment. That's 970-515-6882 for Anita McAllister. Well, I'm jazzed about what we have to look forward to in 2020. I think it's only appropriate that it's called 2020. Hopefully, we'll be seeing 2020 and looking not dispassionately, but clear-eyed, I think is the word. Let's hope that we are going to act, we're going to see clear-eyed what is coming down the pike. Some of the things I'm looking forward to in 2020... How could I not? Is the Barr report, which unfortunately we're going to have to wait till spring, but that'll be here before you know it. And Bill Barr is, I have faith and hope that he's going to reveal just how corrupt the Mueller investigation really was and hopefully start to call people to account. I think going back to that piece that I wrote about are we in a truth-telling kind of trend here? I think the general American public, and far be it for me to speak for an entire American public, amazing how, we have a caller. It's amazing how a lot of politicians like to do that. I'm going to put on hold what I was going to say because we have a caller. Tanya, our friend, welcome to Spouting Off. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Karen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. And thanks for all the interaction that we do on social media. Go ahead. Yours is the floor.
Well, you are spot on with basically letting criminals, you know, giving them free range, rewarding bad behavior, and punishing law-abiding citizens. And this is a trend I've been a victim of for a really long time. And heck, I could even throw in, I am the daughter of a criminal lawyer. And my being subjected to his antics growing up in Los Angeles in the 70s and the 80s and being abused and never having a say. And here I am decades later. And I realized when you report... I was once married to somebody who is now a registered pedophile in the state of California.
No.
And I had reported him, and I was ignored for 2.5 years. And it was really, you know, an eye-opening experience. It made me realize, and as a victim of other crimes, I realized my rights have always been, you know, put on the sideline while the criminals were rewarded. And I watched my ex-husband be rewarded for his bad behavior. And that was an eye-opener. And that's going back not that long ago, but when you start talking about what they're doing, it's been in the works for a while. There's money to be made in crime because it keeps the courts open.
Well, Tanya, since you were revealing enough to give something so personal and private from your own life. What I'm kind of curious about is what got you to realize, you know, to sort of, I don't know how to put it, to put yourself in your right mind, so to speak. I don't just mean politically, but since you did marry somebody who was an abuser, what was it? Can you kind of point to anything that you found particularly helpful to thrive past that very, very difficult beginning?
Oh, well, it was a long time. It took little awakenings. And when you're in it, though, I'm afraid that you don't always see it. And if you don't have somebody helping you, and I am so blessed because right when my transitions were going on and the revelations, and actually I was separated from my ex-husband when I found out he had been arrested and was a legitimate pedophile, but I was already dating somebody else, my husband now, and he's been such a lifesaver because he made me feel like I wasn't a voice in the wilderness, because if I can't go to the professionals, to the police, to my divorce lawyer, telling them these issues that they're going to be ignored, where's my protection? I'm not safe. You have to have somebody on your side. And that's the sad truth that I think we are experiencing as a nation, trauma on a level like we've never experienced. Children are traumatized all the time. And that is, it took a lot of awakening. It took being the victim of multiple crimes, not just my ex, not just seeing him rewarded for bad behavior, which when I say that, I literally would have become homeless if it weren't for my husband now putting a roof over my head. My ex-husband was relieved of all of the legitimate.
Tanya, let me just gently take issue with what you said with regard to the country. I think I don't think that the country is traumatized per se. I think that we are encouraged. Tell me what you think about this. We're encouraged always to make these broad generalizations about a country of 300 million people. And yes, there's a lot of social problems in this country. But one of the biggest that I see that the left is trying desperately to change the way we think is to go from a country that basically holds people accountable as individuals, that we have choices that we make in life. Yes, there are people that are victimized. Yes, there are terrible crimes perpetrated on individuals, and we hope that we have a decent justice system to call them, to bring them to justice. But we do make choices in life, and here you've had a tough beginning. You reached out, and somebody, you were fortunate to have somebody in your life who helped you heal. And I don't think the whole country is traumatized. I think that we still have the power of free will in this country, and we have to utilize it in order to bring back personal responsibility and individual freedom. Where am I wrong?
Okay, I'm so glad you brought all that up and brought me back. And as somebody who worked as a social worker, I think that when I talk about people being traumatized as a country, when you have the Greta Thunbergs out there saying, and AOC saying, climate, the end of the world, 12 years, you have little children who are being subjected to that on a daily basis. And that is trauma.
Yeah.
That is ongoing trauma. You have their liberal parents telling them, like I grew up with, a sociology professor for a stepmother, who would reinforce these fears in me. See, but it's even the individual fears. We have little children being told by their illegal immigrant parents, or not even illegal immigrants, but liberal parents who immigrated here, who are telling their children, we may be sent back, we're going to be separated. They're creating an ongoing, constant state of fear. And that is a very huge way to manipulate people.
Now, when you make it that more specific, Tanya, I agree with you. I think that the left is, and the culture is constantly trying to traumatize kids. You know, there is no gender. There is no anything. We're all going to die in 10 or 12 years. In that respect, I think you're right. Unfortunately, I have to wrap up the show right now, and so I'm going to have to let you go. But thank you so, so much for calling in. I love your passion and your excitement, and don't lose it because it's going to be a heck of a year.
Yes, yes. Okay. Happy New Year. It's going to
you
be
take care. Thanks for your call, Tanya. And I just to wrap up here, I do think it's going to be an amazing year. Look forward to the Barr report and the Durham report. Let's hope that there is justice and people are held accountable. Because right now, I think people are itching, as I said, for people to be held accountable, to be called to account, no matter what position they are in. Thank you to Doug, my producer, for the wonderful work he does here at BBS Radio and Spouting Off. Thanks to HW, the multi-talented guy with the IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. And tune in tomorrow for the Chuck and Julie Show at 3 o'clock. I know I will. And tune in next week when there's going to be a whole lot more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.